So here I've written now the eigenvectors of the translation operator. You can write them out like this, that you have a certain values of k, and then the amplitude that goes with one of these normal modes can be written as e to the I k s a, where s is the number that is an integer that counts which labels which mass we're talking about. A is the spacing between the masses, and this k will be a reciprocal lattice vector. I'll define k in a minute. And if this is the solution, then I can apply the translation operator to it. So I have a solution that looks like this, and I apply the translation operator, and what it does is it shifts it by one period, and so I get an s plus one at this point. And then I can pull out an e to the ika, and I get e to the ika times my original function again. So a solution of this form is an eigenfunction of the translation operator. I get the same thing back plus some complex function in front. And in this problem, there are n atoms, and there are n differential equations we have to solve. If the atoms can only move in one dimension, then there are n normal modes that we need to find. And there are also n eigenvectors of the translation operator. There are n symmetries, n translational symmetries. You can take this mass in the center, you pick it up and move it one to the right, or two to the right, or three to the right. And every time you do that, you get a different prefactor here. So if you move it two to the right, you'd get s plus two, and then the factor out front would be e to the I 2ka. And for every of these translation operators, there's an eigenvalue that you can calculate, and there are as many translation operators as there are eigenvalues of the translation operator as there are normal modes. And these normal modes are the eigenvectors of the translation operator. And there are also as many atoms as there are allowed values of k in the first Brillouin zone. So we have a chain, and it's got a certain length. And there are certain waves that fit in this length. And the first wave is got one wavelength, and the next one has got two wavelengths. I think this is my next slide.